Thomas E. McKnight, Jr. I'm dictating the neurological report on patient John Hatch, H-A-T-C-H. Address is 6085 Mason, M-A-S-O-N, Court, Megalia, California, 95954, phone 530-327-7476. ID is XXX-XX-9699, date of birth 2/15/1936, 85-year-old, married, retired man, insurance, Medicare, / TRICARE. Pharmacy is Rite Aid. Megalia / Express Scripts. It's addressed to just to Dr. Jamal, J-A-M-A-A-L-D-L-E-L, capital K-H-A-L-M-D, Paradise Medical Group, 680 Cohasset Road, Orville, California. I'm sorry, it should be 6460 Pence, P-E-N-T-Z Road, Suite A, Paradise, California, 95969-3673. Phone is 530-872-6850. The clinical indication, neurological evaluation with history of possible cognitive decline. The date of this report is September 13, 2021. Dear Dr. El Cajal, thank you for referring Mr. John Hatch for neurological evaluation regarding his history of cognitive decline. New paragraph. As you may remember, when seen and attended by his wife, he gave a history of cognitive impairment. New paragraph. In summary review of his clinical history, while taking a number of medications, his B12 and folic acid levels have been checked and are within normal limits. New paragraph. He does have an alcohol use history that is significant. New paragraph. He gave a past history of arthritis, gout, glaucoma. Did not report medical allergies. New paragraph. His systematic review of symptoms was positive for hypertension, a persistent cough, glaucoma, eyeglasses, and rhinitis. He reported difficulty with ambulation. Skin problems with boils, hives, skin disease, and a history of jaundice. New paragraph. He stands 5 feet 6 inches, 10 inches tall, weighs 166 pounds. New paragraph. He did not answer any questions regarding his family history. New paragraph. He gave a history of high school and college education. New paragraph. He does have a previous 30-pack year tobacco history. New paragraph. He lives with his wife. There's no dependents at home. New paragraph. He's retired and described no occupational concerns. New paragraph. He underwent cardiovascular bypass surgery in 2003. New paragraph. With good outcome. He denied other prolonged hospitalizations. New paragraph. His neuromusculoskeletal review of systems in general was positive for history of tinnitus, but he denied any sort of head neuralgia, headaches, fainting episodes, loss of consciousness, or similar family history. He otherwise denied any symptoms of his neck, upper back and arms, middle back, low back, shoulders, elbows, wrists, hips, ankles, feet, except for possibly some paresthesias, which he changed. New paragraph. Your comprehensive medical evaluation was highly appreciated. New paragraph. He has a history of dyslipidemia, gout, glaucoma, essential hypertension, GERD, previous history of kidney stone. Knee swelling. Pain, sciatica, weight loss, cough, abnormal glucose level, hyperuricemia, previously treated cellulitis of the toe. There is a history of possible orthopedic surgery. New paragraph. He is treated for asthma and insomnia. Seasonal allergies, kidney stones, his medical list includes omeprazole, S-Y-S-T-A-N-E, losartan hydrochlorothiazide, metoprolol, allopurinol, cetirizine, his physical examination demonstrates crepitation in the knees. New paragraph. His review of systems was positive for a possible history of pulmonary embolism, heart disease, hypertension, dyslipidemia. And he is up to date on his COVID and other immunizations. New paragraph. He has a past history of being followed in the VA before seeing you. His wife reported reduced memory at his initial evaluation. He does repeat himself with questions. New paragraph. MR imaging of the brain was accomplished on July 26, 2001 at your request and was abnormal. Subparagraph, the images were reviewed and demonstrate substantial cerebrocortical atrophy with ischemic vascular changes in the periventricular regions and the subcortical white matter consistent with ischemic disease and findings of ischemic degeneration. His ventricular dilatation is prominent due to volume loss and white matter changes, with a possible component of communicating hydrocephalus due to the degree and presence of ventricular prominence. Hippocampal atrophy was also demonstrated and might be consistent with degenerative dementia of the Alzheimer's variety. New paragraph. His laboratory study showed a slight elevation of the glucose values. New paragraph. His clinical neurological examination is consistent with cognitive decline and difficulty with recollection, where he requires cues for recollection, typically provided by his wife. New paragraph. His inability to complete his questionnaire would suggest that there's significant overall cognitive impairment. New paragraph. In consideration of this presentation, in review of his history and findings, my office scheduled him for neuroquantitative brain study for further evaluation of his cerebral degeneration. We also scheduled him for home sleep test with his history of suspected dyssomnia. New paragraph. We also anticipated ordering laboratory studies for degenerative dementia. New paragraph. We gave him the National Institute of Health and Neurological Disorders Quality of Life questionnaires to complete for further assessment of his reduced capacity. New paragraph. Unfortunately, in consideration of our requests, John declined to return to our office or complete any of the requested studies. New paragraph. At this time, it would be my opinion that he has moderately advanced degenerative dementia, which may be of an ischemic variety, where Alzheimer's disease cannot be excluded. he may have a substantial dysomnia contributing to his decline due to cerebrocortical atrophy identified on his imaging study. New paragraph. We, of course, would be interested in following through with his evaluation. New paragraph. I'm sorry for any delay in this man's report, since we have no additional data or information to provide regarding his findings and prognosis. New paragraph. And then sign respectfully with my professional signature.